The COVID-19 lab at the Fralin Biomedical Institute started up shortly after the pandemic hit, getting FDA permission to handle testing in April, taking about 6 weeks to start processing tests. Institute Executive Director Michael Friedlander says this filled a real need in the region. He says tech had the tools that others lacked.
It became apparent there was an opportunity for us, Virginia Tech, to contribute not only to our university, but to the entire region, particularly in a time where there was a lot of things going on nationally. For example, the CDC's first test kit had a lot of problems and wasn't working. And there were also shortages of certain chemicals, reagents that were needed. And so we felt that there was something we could do to stand that up.
Friedlander says the assay, or Fralin's testing procedure, would not be beholden to some of the same troubles that testing first saw on a national level.
So we started contacting colleagues literally all over the world to make sure we were getting necessary supplies. And we got way ahead of the game early on and began to collect and stockpile supplies.
And as the number of COVID-19 cases grew into the summer, Fralin hired a few more staff, relying partially on Go Virginia State grant dollars, as well as graduate students with extensive knowledge in molecular biology who volunteer their time. Now an additional 18 lab technicians are lending their support.
And they decide that this is not something that we necessarily do 8 to 5, and if we need to work extra hours to make it work, we will do it.
Lab director and professor of biological sciences Carla Finkelstein says the staff was needed to handle the increased volume of tests as COVID cases have spiked in the Southwest. They're processing test samples from not only Virginia Tech students and staff, but 7 other public health districts in the region.
Everybody is very much into their station. They know what they need to do, how to do it, how fast they can do it, but always being truly mindful that there is a person behind each tube that needs to know the result as soon as possible.
The lab samples are a roughly 50-50 split between those coming from Virginia Tech's Sheaffert Health Center and the majority of drive-in sites and other public testing sites in the area. It might take up to a day for those samples to arrive at the lab, but Finkelstein says the work on their end, analysis and putting it into a computer database, as well as reporting results, can take as little as 8 hours or up to 24 hours if there's a large backlog of cases.
By responding fast, by giving results fast, we let the health department to actually contact those potential infected people, quarantine them, and make sure that there's no any other spreads around. I think that is the important action here, at least until we have more mindful directions from the federal government on how to operate.
Friedlander says that now includes mandatory random tests from Virginia Tech students, as well as daily tests from an area that's seen a positivity rate in the double digits.
And this partnership, we hear it all the time, talking to our colleagues from the Virginia Department of Health, from the health districts, the epidemiologists, etc. This has been something that's really benefited the community of Southwest Virginia.
When the lab started up last spring, the staff was processing around 50 tests daily. Since July, with more staff and volunteers, they've picked up the pace, handling more than 1,200 samples a day. They expect to surpass 53,000 total samples this week. I'm Jeff Bossert.